From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Guess what decision we're about to make?
Horrible decision.
May the 5th, we are pulling up to London, y'all.
It's the day you need to block out in your calendar. It's on a Sunday. So London, surrounding areas, all the black people that live in Europe, wherever you at, this your chance.
That's right. We're super excited to be bringing the last portion of the Climax Tour to London. If you came to our show last year, this will be a completely different show.
Wilder, more fun. Well, I did get on top of that couple and do the six.
And there was a woman who stapled money to her cheek and started bleeding.
But we got to step it up in London.
We're going to step it up. So head on over to whorehive.com and get your tickets now. Yo, welcome to another episode. We bike, baby, and we're in Vegas today. But welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions. I am that bitch, Mandy B, a.k.a. Pet the Stallion.
What's up, y'all? I'm Weezy. Thank you for joining us for another episode. It looks a little different because we are not in New York. We're not in L.A. Like Mandy said, we're in Vegas. And we're here because we're actually up for another AVN award. We're up for Best Podcast.
Pull it. Woo, woo,
woo. Apparently, you know, niggas be fucking on some podcasts like Plug Talk and all that other shit. So I'm not saying that I have a lot of faith in receiving this big Golden Dick Globe Award. However, what I would like to say is why we like to come here is for the tea. We got some tea in the house tonight.
We do. We have a whole dime in the building, and I'm really excited. We have Mistress Mia Dark, right? Darku, Darque, Darka. I knew it was dark, and I was like, girl, she spelt it all fancy.
I saw that, and I was like,
actually, my dom last name was given to me in Australia.
Wait.
Tell us how you travel, bitch.
Go ahead. Post-pandemic, not as globally as I used to. This year will hopefully be the beginning of that. DomCon, we're going to be moving over to London. So we're going to
so
be...
Tell us what DomCon is first.
Okay, DomCon is the biggest in North America domination event. Like, it is an educational event. It's vending. It's parties. It's everything that you usually get from separate events rolled into one big event.
How long has it been going
20
on?
20 years. This will be the 21st.
And I was today years old when I found out about it.
Yo, not like I'm trying to, okay. So we heard about this podcast, Mandy and I, from Wolf, called Keep It in the Basement. And one of my friends who's working at ABN, basically, I was like, what's the con like? What's the convention like? She goes, it's like Autism's R Us.
Don't do that. Oh, because then I agreed.
And then Mandy's like, yeah, it was. And so my friend Wolf, a friend of the show, he was like, yo, it's literally about like basement guy kind of culture.
Yeah.
About how there's this like underground thing. So literally I was thinking to myself when you said DomCom, I'm like, was it Dom that put it together to make money? Or was it just a bunch of basement creepy guys that were like, let's get him out?
Well, and I want to actually draw the distinction too. To me, ABN convention is more centered towards porn. And DomCon is more of the BDSM aspects.
DomCon,
like what we would see at Exotica. Yeah, so it's different because like when we're talking about also the basement jerkers, so I went to the convention last year with my partner, my ex now, ew, gross. And it was, she literally was like, maybe we should stay at the hotel where it's at. And I said, girl, the people that are there for the convention look like the guys that don't ever leave their basement, that jacks off all the time. And they're there to see the women that they jack off to all the time.
But what is Dom? How did DomCon start?
DomCon started what is now 21 years ago by Mistress Cyan, based out of Los Angeles with the Sanctuary Studios Dungeon. She started this out as a dream of getting all of the pro doms together and do something together instead of everybody being like, this is my money, that's my boy, nah, 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 nah. And to stop the infighting that was the thing that was going on. Like, if you were a bitch that had some fucking money and you had like at least two or three like Memoirs of a Geisha Donna ass boys in the background, you could say that you were the shit. But literally, it's that gigantic shark, tiny ass pond aspect. Me, myself, and I'm a bitch from fucking Memphis, Tennessee. I am Southern as fuck.
I know that's
so
right.
Like, I didn't have no big mass appeal when I first got there. My first DomCon was 2015 in Atlanta when they were still in Atlanta, and that was their last year. And like, I was happily surprised to see there's brown people here. And I was like, all right, I'll do it. Because I had been told by so many people inside of the community that were like, BIPOC, like, it's a white people show.
Like, you know, really? I want to ask you something that, so when I used to watch, and it's just The Spirit of Vegas, for anybody that's watched Sex Sells, I was at a brothel where I worked there for the day and learned about the business. And I only wanted to do this so badly because I was so obsessed with Cat House. And I always thought, and it's not even Vegas, it's Reno, right? I was like, oh my God, what brothel and the culture and da-da-da. Say that to say, the black women in the brothel, however, we're always seeming to be in a domineering role. So when you said that there's brown people here, I'm like, oh, I always thought when I see, like, I thought that was the stigma.
You know what it is? You get like the half and half on it, I've noticed. You either get people who automatically think domination is for pretty, thin, blonde head, 5'4" max, put on some heels, we'll get you up to 5'9", white girls. And like, I like to call myself naturally dominant. I have always been bossy. It's not so much my way or the highway, but I'm not dealing with your bullshit. I need you to work with common sense. Math needs the math on all issues.
Huh.
And when we did one in particular down in New Orleans, that we had this one young lady that was at our front desk as we were checking in to our hotel, which sits right smack on the corner of Bourbon and Canal.
Okay.
And she was like, oh, can I get you ladies in? It was me and two of my dom sisters. Madam Navia, okay, how you doing? I love you, baby.
Madam Navia, how do I know that name?
Madam Navia, she is a leather title, or she was running for a leather title. She is.
Did we have her on the pod? Had a leather.
You Navia. Have not. You have not had my sister on here, because if you did, you would absolutely remember that.
Okay, maybe there's somebody else with a name like that. Okay, that we were working on.
Yes, O'Kink is a family name. But yeah, we walked up to the front desk. We're checking in. All the sexy white girls that come in. You got your little latex dress on and shit. I absolutely looked the part. And here we show up off the plane. We're coming from Dallas, y'all. We done left from Dallas Love. Not even the big one, DFW. So we look like we just escaped from, I don't know, something post-apocalyptic. We had gotten mad at our Uber driver. He had like, the first driver was like, I can't take you. You're in a fucking town and country minivan, bitch. Why the fuck you can't pick
us up? He refused
our ride after he saw there was three of us and we had luggage. And he didn't want to pick up luggage. So I took pictures of his fucking plates and sent him a fucking Uber. He ain't a driver no more.
I know, that's right.
Hold on. Is it because of how you were dressed?
No, I don't know what the fuck it was. He just seen us with bags and he's like, oh no, I just got this detailed. Bitch, you drive for Uber.
Did you pick me up for the airport?
And I'm like, you're picking up. What the fuck? Did you think we just came?
That y'all wasn't going to have luggage?
Us and three carry-ons. Yes. Everybody in this group is at least 200 fucking pounds. I need like a carry-on just for my fucking shoes, dude. And when we got there, this woman was checking us in and she was like, oh, I'm so sorry about everything that's going on in the background. We were having a convention. Like, don't worry about it. And I was like, oh, yeah, we're here checking in for the convention. And she was black. We're black.
She's oh, looking she at didn't us. Even
and
think
she was like, oh, we do this. That's literally what came out of her mouth. And I was like, that's what we do. And I've been doing this now for 24 going into 25 years.
Can we talk about age?
I'm 45.
When you're growing up, and I feel like, you know, I know we do segments. I know, maybe I get it. But I really want to know. When you're growing up, no one fucking thinks they're going to work in sex work. But sometimes they do, but sometimes they don't.
Baby, I can tell you right now. 45
is an age to me where you're really loving and comfortable with your job and you know it. When did that happen?
I can't tell you a specific date and or time, place, or segment of life, but I can tell you this much. Right before I came here and I cut out, he was like, you're like a little bit early. I was like, well, no snacks for us, Jay. We got to go straight to the studio. I just got finished walking two chicks on leashes through the entire floor as cat girls because you have to have real cats to have a catwalk. That's my life now. And I ain't never loved something so much or so hard other than my fucking husband in my life.
Wow. Other than your husband?
Other than my husband. My husband of 16 years this year in July.
And does
is he here with you?
Like, no, actually, he works for a bank, so he's doing bank stuff.
Not bank stuff.
Bank
he
stuff.
He has, you know, them regular jobs that ain't that fun. He's over there doing that stuff.
Does he participate?
When he sees something cute, because we're poly. We've been poly since the jump. He didn't believe we were poly in the beginning. He was just waiting for me, like, have a white woman suck his dick, and then, like, something horrible was going to happen. He's going to, like, smack that motherfucker out.
Okay, so then you introduced poly to him.
Yes, because I told him up front. At the time, I did not know. I do now. I'm highly functioning autistic, y'all. I just found this out, like, just last year. But, like, I am very much my daddy's girl. My dad was Jamaican.
Okay.
He said it was law. That's how I was raised. Mm-hmm. It come out your mouth. You say it with some bass behind your voice, and you get shit done. And then we met, and it was like...
Wait a second. You think that's a... Is that why Jamaicans have so many jobs? Because I damn sure...
I'll tell you right now.
Maybe that's a Jamaican thing, hun.
I will be on here. It was so funny. One of my clients was like, I'm not trying to be racist, but like, you were the kind of Jamaican, like, in living color. I got teen down jobs. And I was like...
People say that's how I'm funny. Able to work so much. As soon as I tell them I'm Jamaican, they say, oh, bitch, now it makes sense.
I'm half Jamaican, half Black, Native American, Irish.
Whole bunch of things.
I was just going
to say. I like to call myself a good old-fashioned Heinz 57 packet.
Not a Heinz 57.
tell me about, so 16 years with your husband, 28 years you said?
Oh, I wish.
Don't
make me older than I am. I'm 24 going into 25 now. I've been doing this since I was 20.
So before you met him. So... When you were first dating and when you're like getting into this, because most doms that we interview are maybe they've been doing it 5-10 years, right? They don't have that much seasoning. When you were first dating, how were you telling them and were you even telling them?
Yeah.
You were. You never had like a fake.
No, we're not doing like the stripper logic. So like I work at a club. Like I'm a bottle service girl. Bitch, you get naked.
Okay.
In like, some cities.
And what,
in some
what,
city.
Is,
some city.
What is the job? Because you said, like a Jamaican, many jobs. What is the job that's beyond the dom?
Let's see. I am a professional dominatrix. I have my welding license. I work in medical health and I do mental health. Did I say I run my own catering business? I think I did. I'm a hustle bitch.
Period.
Tell me about the jobs within the professional dominatrix.
Inside a professional domination.
Because it's not just like beating niggas up. Is it pigs? What is it?
Oh my God, it's everything. I've seen some of the ladies y'all have had on here, like he likes to jack off to my shit. That kind of shit. Yes, that's real. The struggle is real. That is what they're coming for. And my website, Just Say Red, is literally for that reason. I used to have, until somebody was like, you're going to get sued for that shit. It used to play the intro for, it ain't for everybody, from Jay-Z.
I know, that's hilarious.
If you go on X videos right now, I have a video up there with a boy sucking my strap on and it plays to Bitch Got a Penis.
Huh. I'm not mad at that. Not mad at that at all. What things do you offer across the gambit?
Across the board, there's like what you would think of as general fetish. Like feminization, bimbification, like boys who want to be transformed into slutty women, beautiful women, very high-end, high-class, elegant bras.
They want to be transformed?
Yes, they want to be transformed. They don't want to be trans. They don't they don't want to actually.
Is this cross-dressing?
You are a judge for cross-dressing. Is cross-dressing only something that you would consider men do? Or I mean, is it across the board?
It's across the board.
Okay.
Like, catch me. You saw my pictures.
I don't. That's
I got a head full of wig right now. And by the time it gets hot in summertime and I get to do my month and a half, almost 2 months of traveling across L.A., back over here and pinging back and forth, doing my circuit, I'll be slap fucking bald. I will shave this shit off. It's too fucking hot outside. That's not my deal. Like, I am not here to make you happy. It is absolutely the other way around. If you don't make me happy, you don't have room in my circle.
So when they come for you and want to transform, like you said,
yes,
and get into cross-dressing and dress up, what does that entail? What do you guys do? What is the role-playing aspect? What are they paying for?
Need to know.
They are paying for the experience of, one, I'm doing it to you. Mm. So you're getting the
she
best
said, it's
hands.
Me, bitch.
Yeah, seriously. Like, I'm doing this to you. Be grateful.
When
I'm helping you the fuck out, motherfucker. You could be taking your ass to Party City, getting a bad wig and some motherfucking cheap ass fucking lingerie. No pudding.
Wait, so you help them dress up?
Yeah. I will take grown ass men to the fucking hood because they're worried about, oh, my mother, oh, my aunts, my grandma shops here, blah, blah, blah. We can't go to Lane Bryant. Well, let me tell you, we about to hop over one whole city.
And go to Rainbow.
And we're going to go to the hood. And we're going to Rainbow. We're going to It's Fashion. We're going to Ashley Stewart.
We're going to DD's.
Thighs, and we got
to
get you like the good size thick boots.
Is the part of the going shopping together part of public humiliation? Do you make them
yes.
So they get out of the...
Oh, in my phone, I have a video of a boy standing inside of Jenny O's in Dallas, Texas, right outside of Dallas in Duncanville. And I'm making him pay for all the shit I'm going to dress him up in that night. The wig that he bought, the nylons he bought. And I have the camera right in his fucking face while the little girl is... bringing him up, and I was like, oh yeah, you know, none of this shit is for me. These aren't even my colors. That's not my palette. I'm a spring. He's a winter. This is all for him. Isn't it, bitch? Yes, mistress.
Can I ask you, because this is what I like to know as well.
Isn't it, bitch?
Something like that. The shopping. About what is the going rate for that experience?
Non-known clients to me, fresh off the boat, $400 an hour. That is the bare bones minimum.
And they got to pay for
everything.
Oh,
let me take that back. I also do military discounts, EMT, public service workers, because I'm like this. Everybody can't afford me. And most of the guys who are into me now that I'm in my 40s have turned into babies. There is a bunch of cubs out there like, mommy.
Oh, wow.
Let me ask, for $400 an hour, you've been doing this so long, so you're obviously, right? Like, when I'm, my thing I spend the most money on nowadays is braiding, right? Some of them bitches 700, some of them 150. So when people are paying more for a domination experience, what type of care generally comes with that?
I don't care what you're paying. The care is always going to be the same.
Oh.
It's always going to be, we are taking, what the fuck I need you to crash your car for after you left for my motherfucking place?
Mm.
And then the police is asking 101 fucking questions. Aftercare is absolutely needed. Let's get some water into you. You want a cookie? You want some Pedialyte? Let's pop one of these glucose pills into you because you look a little shaky. I keep a first aid kit with me, and it's not just Band-Aids and just in case I scratch ass open. I got like two single-tail whips in my purse right now because I just left the showroom floor.
What's some of the most extreme, I would say, role play that you've had that where you've
really... I don't know if we can say it on this show because I
don't
feel
like being arrested. Yeah, the hell we
can. What the fuck? You didn't hear that last part. I don't know if I feel like being arrested.
Oh, okay.
I can tell you something that won't get me arrested, but y'all might be kind of shocked by. I've chloroformed a boy coming from the fucking airport before, put him in the trunk of my car and rode the fuck out.
Holy
shit.
Can
I be honest with you?
Do you want to do that?
That don't sound like crazy to me.
I know it isn't crazy.
No,
I'm just saying.
Holy shit. I was like, that kink seems like something to me that feels, okay, like I get it. Like some kinks I don't, right? Like we had on, I can't remember.
I know one
was.
Of your kinks you absolutely don't like. You don't like the butt stuff and I get it.
She
the girl's ass who like just opened. I think that was what.
No, we had someone on. I don't know. You interviewed her and she said they wanted a hamster and a blender.
No. Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, trampling, extreme trampling where they
wait,
want
what
you
is
to,
that
like,
called?
Extreme trampling and or squishing, which means they want you to use live animals and like literally step on them till
yeah.
Death.
Have you had someone ask?
Oh, I've
got
plenty of people. I got a size 13 women's foot pudding, of course.
Oh, so
and they
want
what have they wanted you to kill?
Let's see. I had a boy
Whoa.
Who was like, I will give you $2,000 if you take this bag of white mice that was inside of a pillowcase and just trample them with your feet until the case turns red. The other
that is...
was like, oh, I hate leeches. Would you be willing to like whack a bag full of leeches and then like step all over them? I've had some crazy ass fucking. You do this shit for 25 years. It is gonna be some motherfuckers out there like, hey, But have you heard this yet?
So the chloroform to me wasn't as crazy. Because
where do you buy chloroform? That's why it was crazy to me. How you just
don't ask?
Okay, never mind. See,
I was just saying,
I'm trying to keep y'all. I'm trying to keep all three of us from going.
Okay,
the BDSM king, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think of bondage. I think of, like, you know, having to be like submissive to. So that to me is in there. I guess I can't get the trampling animal thing.
Could you? Yeah, I don't either because I told them both. No, I am a loving dog and cat mom. Ew, personal ick, cringe.
It's given. They one step away from Dahmer. Like, if you want to do that, like, you want some. Oh, yeah.
If you're
going
to do that, you're 2 seconds away from, like, let's find the darkest parts of the internet underneath the Mariana Trench of the internet. I need some fucking smut. And I'm like, don't get me wrong. I am an absolute smut puddler. But the kind of smut that you're asking for is not the kind of smut.
I don't even know how your brain.
Oh, my God. I forgot to put my fucking phone on silent.
Tell us what you've said no to beyond animals.
I said no to making two siblings fuck. I've said no to.
I ain't gonna hold you. Was they twins? Did they look good? No. Oh, okay. I might be
Mormons.
Sorry. Okay.
I said
what?
No.
They were
Mormons.
That's not surprising.
Was
to me.
One request from the other? Or?
One was, can I fuck my sister in front of you?
Oh.
And I was like, any other time, I love me an episode of Game of Thrones, but right now, not really my cup of tea.
No. Oh, no.
Wait, is that something you would say no to?
Yeah. Is that consensual even?
If it's between the two of them and they've already had the conversation, I can't stop what they've already conversated about. They wanted somebody to be the facilitator.
Oh, I've already told you. I think the most disgusting thing I ever said on this show was Jason Love having sex with someone's daughter. In front of
the husband with the mother.
And I've read, like, since people say, oh, he's told that story different ways or maybe it was a lie. I hope that's true because that checked me out of
it. I mean, I ain't gonna hold you. I've said this. I would like brothers or even twins that just look real, real fine.
See, that's the whole thing. It's the, you're forgetting that they're genetically related in the back. You toss that shit the fuck out. Like, it's the garbage last week. Inside of your head, you're like, these two hot motherfuckers. And I just want to fuck them both.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it ain't been tossed out my head. I could name a few sets of brothers now, but I ain't going to name them.
I mean,
son, father, I've said that that's been kind of, now clearly they're not going to be sucking each other's dick. This is like a train gangbang situation I'm playing out here. I don't want a father and a son playing with each other, but they could both play with me.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that as long as everybody
that
in the room has signed off on like, yeah, I'm okay with this. I'm okay with this. I'm okay with this.
The dad paid for him to watch his daughter get
So
fucked?
Here's the
That's
thing.
Disgusting.
I don't think, and look, here's how sick my mind is going. If a father had sons and wanted to watch the sons fuck me,
I
would even let the daddy in the room. I know. It wouldn't
bother
me.
A lot of people don't seem to understand that, like, when it comes to kinks, when it comes to fetishes, when it comes to what's inside your head, it's inside of your head. You're not going to have a problem with it. It's when you let it outside of your head and other people
get
to come judgmental on what the fuck it is that you're doing.
They are.
Part.
I did want to get to our vanilla
don't
shit.
Wipe this part. This is the part everybody
needs
to hear.
Nah, keep it in here. Keep it in here.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
we can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I did want to bring up our vanilla shit because I did want to really draw these differences when you talk about our mind, when we talk about being here at AVN, when we talk about DomCon, there's a difference in the ways that we all view sex, essentially. So Pope Francis actually says that sexual pleasure is a gift from God. However, he condemns porn. The 87-year-old religious leader told crowds outside of the Vatican that sex was something to be cherished, but it is ultimately being undermined by pornography. I do want to know when clearly, and this is where, when we talk Mormons, when we talk the way that they insert, yeah, when they insert, when they insert the Bible into how they view, you know, intercourse and why we should be having sex and those things like that. I did want to know, do you think that there's a difference between watching? Because again, me fucking the brothers, you didn't cringe until I brought the dad in to watch. Do you think that there's a difference in the way our minds have viewed watching people have sex in comparison to the actual act of sex? And then I want to compare porn and BDSM as well.
Okay. First thing, sorry, Catholics. apparently, they didn't read the whole Bible. Anybody ever read the Song of Solomon?
Hello.
Where he is literally talking about how her great waters, bitch's pussy was wet.
Brianna, it wasn't the great waters of a lake or an ocean or a sea.
I mean, he was talking about her pussy. He was talking about her titties. He was talking about her ass.
He said, the make roundest me water.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do the dance.
He having a little Tyler.
Do you know it?
I just know the little.
Okay.
So, okay, no. Yes, I get it. The Bible
is. The whole thing. The Bible has porn in it. You have a man whose two daughters come up with an idea after their mom gets turned into salt. We got to start more people. You got two brothers. One gets kicked out. Suddenly we have a sister that is nowhere else in the fucking Bible. We have incest at the incest porn at the very beginning of it. God made man and Lilith. She said, I don't want nothing to do with this. He kicks her the fuck out, makes him a brand new bitch.
Now
and then it's like, she knew too much. Kick both of them the fuck out. But before that, it was all naked and happy and shit. And even God said, I'm giving this to you. Enjoy this shit. Like I said, I'm Southern. Go ahead and give me some Bible quotes and I will tell you the parts that you skipped the fuck over.
I want to bring up something that'll make us debate a little.
Uh-oh. Oh, here goes the great debate.
Okay. So, this conversation comes from me being a lover of a restaurant in LA called Horses.
Okay.
I don't know if I talked about this story, but the chef at Horses was found to have been killing cats. And basically, he was jerking off.
This is a Chinese restaurant or what type of restaurant?
Mm-mm, this is a high-end American restaurant.
My bad, y'all. My bad. You know that's what we thank you for.
This is what's happening.
I love Chinese people, so...
Okay, you know. Me too.
And I believe actually all cultures eat weird animals. I think that Chinese shit is bullshit. I think all of them do. So anyway, okay. So basically, and this restaurant is like, you know, the hardest place to get into in LA at the time. So the wife, basically, they keep getting these cats or adopting these cats and they keep ending up dead. Come to find out it's a sexual kink. So, friend and I were like, bitch, we gotta go eat at Horses because the fucking open table opened. So we go, we're sitting open there. Food wasn't as good as it was last time. But
because he started
she said,
because he started killing cats.
I know.
He didn't have the love in him anymore.
Them cats had a different type of season.
She's like, you know, this is that murderer shit. That documentary, Who Killed, Don't Kill Cats or whatever.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So she's like, you know, what if you have a gene or something in you that wants to like feel the breath leave someone's body? Like, what if that's a thing, right? Because we know how to do ours safely. Right? And she said, should it really be illegal if you're not going to hurt anyone? What if these people needed to get their shit off? Another thing, for example, I was talking to a doll company And they told me that people have been requesting little girl dolls.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the company said there's this obvious moral clause of, ew, no. But then the other thing was, what if that keeps them from actually trying to fuck little kids?
Mm.
So I say that to say, you made mention of, you know, when does it become real or whatever? Like, when does your kink? You said something like that. We were talking
like,
about
when does it keep, yeah. like what it is inside of your head into like what's actually happening.
Yes.
The two bros was fine. The two bros plus one dad was like, oh, that was your personal line in the sand. Me, myself, and I, that would not be my personal line in the sand. Like, if it turned into like the basketball team of all the cousins showed the fuck up, I'd be like, ooh, bitch, your pussy don't hurt though. But other than that, like, I'm like, this is your thing. That's the whole thing about kink. It's supposed to be that there are no taboos. But even inside of that subset, you're always still going to have somebody saying, ew, cringe, no, red, stop.
Well, outside the ill and the cringe, mm-hmm. there are also things that are illegal.
Yes.
How do you stay away from when you have these thoughts and you're really, you know, I guess you said that the baby dolls,
mm-hmm.
you know, clearly they're not fucking kids, but it's a little weird.
It's how do a you, lot of weird.
How do you check yourself if you realize that what I kind of want to do could get me in trouble? Okay. Like,
I say something.
Yes.
We're going to start a whole other debate. But I'm just about to say this.
Okay.
Think about it.
Yes.
The whole thing you said about they are getting baby dolls. We know what they're doing with those baby dolls. What if they didn't have those baby dolls?
That's a better question. That's a conversation.
If we don't provide anything and bad shit happens, everybody does that 2020 hindsight of, oh, we should have just gave them the dolls. Okay, what if you're using that doll to level up like a fucking Pokemon up to real little kids?
That was my thought. That's my thought.
I don't know if you've ever gone through, I know you were celibate last year. I've actually gone through moments of no masturbation, right? When I start.
Right. I told a good look.
But I just was like trying to.
I cried when I realized
I ain't gonna hold you. I'm surprised.
I got very obsessive with masturbation.
I ain't gonna hold you. I was celibate, but baby, I'm surprised this clit is still here, baby. Cause that little sucker was like.
No, mine was bad. Mine was very unhealthy.
Sucking it like, to hell.
If anybody you listening has ever basement. Experienced that.
Not yeah. she was the guy.
But no, I would be like literally wouldn't be able to make things. Wouldn't want to go see people. Like, and I'm sure someone's probably experienced this. It's also another state of depression, really. But I bring all that up to say, once that masturbation started back up after that little stint where I stopped, oh, bitch, I was ready to fuck. So I just don't understand how this doesn't.
That's
because if I feel the cat, I'm like, what's some lady down the street? Like, that's what your brain's going to do, right?
I don't know why our women brain also does. Like, you could not fuck for a while. Then you fuck once. And now you just want to fuck every day. You want you just want to keep going.
You know what? I remember when I was younger and me and my club sister were just talking about this, that I've hit that old lady streak. You know, all of our aunties used to tell us, like, girl, when you get to your 40s, dude's dick gonna damn near fall the fuck off, ain't gonna work no more, and you gonna be horny as fuck. And I'm like, oh my God, cousin, I'm filling the blank. That is so not true. Here I am, 45, 2 seconds away. I sat on a boy last night, dead on his face. I didn't give a fuck if he got oxygen. I was mad because I left my Hitachi at the house next to the bed, still on the fucking charger. And I ain't give a damn about his face.
It's so funny.
I wanted what I wanted. You said you get on the floor. This is what the fuck we're doing right now.
Did y'all see, and I don't think he knew what he was doing, but Meek is gone Meek. Did you see that Meek Mill said, this lady left this at my house. What is it?
Yeah.
And it was a fucking charger to a sex toy. And it's like, I don't think that did what you thought it was going to do, sir. That means you wasn't good enough. Because good
That's
dick.
That's not true.
Well, hold on. I was just about to say
Well, to me, I don't know. I'm just saying for me, I have never brought like, a sex toy to a person that I know outside of like dildos, okay, my house
killing me right
to
now.
A house
I'm shocked at that
to someone's house
hell
but
yeah
I haven't done
have
that
a carry on bag of nothing but dicks things I can use on people stuff people can use
I
on
haven't
me.
Done
I,
that
I mean I literally I took this trip well I brought the dude I'm talking to we're here I, hell yeah like
okay
it's extra
it's yeah I get that it's extra in my house I do it in my house I do it I use toys with my partner but that took us I was with him for 3 years I have not really I've done dildos that I'll do but the vibrators and stuff I haven't no yeah.
Girl that's a shared experience you get on in here okay. And watch me put this right on top of my fucking clit and we're okay, both I think I'll, right in the house.
I don't know I think it takes me a while to like introduce that to new people.
Have you never heard Sharon is Karen? The fuck?
Not Sharon is Karen.
But let me just say this and I've done I this mean, strap no on shade. This a lot of people listen to this podcast and
I know
think we've got all the answers or we're the craziest and you said it takes you time like it's
it does take me time.
Yeah.
It takes me time to introduce it with men.
Inside of your head. And that's also what I was about to say. Is it just with
no,
everybody
it's not me.
Or is it
no,
just with dudes?
Well, it's just with dudes. It's just with dudes. Like, to me, it's really like, A, everyone already thinks I'm super like sexual and stuff like that. So a lot of times when I am doing the toy thing, also it's not, I don't feel comfortable when niggas just pull out toys that they have. So anytime I've even done the toys, we have to go together and buy these toys. So then it's that experience, getting a guy to agree to come to a sex shop with me. That's where we normally buy the strap-ons and things like that. But no, am I just pulling up to a nigga that flew me out and pulling out my bag of tricks? No. It takes a while before that's something that I introduce.
That's actually something, if I do like a vacation, like first vacation, not saying I'm a non-consensual person, bitch. I'm bringing a vibrator, a cock ring,
okay,
a butt plug, me or you, I don't know, and probably something to bound me with.
Okay, yeah. I talk about
and
all
I
of
leave
that before.
Them there.
Like, I've asked if I could bring a butt. Like, I have to, I've asked and talked about
all. Well,
this.
I liked, I mean, obviously talking before is great, but the last time this happened, right, my first trip with this person, we were in Mexico. I was like, okay, I'm gonna go take a shower. I want you to open the drawer and then pick something you like. And maybe he's sitting there and wondering what those things are. Oh, like, and
what
granted,
the fuck what is this? Why is it a plastic flower?
And granted, I actually think both of these can be healthy.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody is super vocal or able to be communicative. Yeah. So maybe just like playing and touching is okay first. And also, I think with butt play for men, I know that you talk about it a lot. In my experience, I've just kind of got to bring it. And then I'm like, what did you? Like, if I do it too much pre-talk, you start freaking out.
Butt play, you talking about like for them or for you?
For them. I realized that a lot of...
Oh, girl, I'm definitely talking about that. If I pull out a strap on some of the niggas...
Not
I don't
a strap.
That, well, that's butt play. If I pull out a butt plug, they're going to be like, now, bitch, what you doing with that? That's for you, right? Like, there's... Like, I know y'all... I don't know what type of man y'all really think I fuck, because I know I be talking about bending these niggas over a lot. But some of them, there's no way I would consider even bringing that into a room without talking to them first. Because I feel like they would feel like I'm playing them. Or like I'm disrespect. Like,
I think it's just
absolutely get that part. But like, you also have to remember, if a motherfucker ain't going to be cool with what you're already cool with, y'all
right, then
we're
not fucking
anyway.
At all. But
right.
That's what I'm saying. I do all the conversating first. Conversating
the
word, conversating, conversing.
Motherfucker, add in
conversing.
Your 10 fucking cents so I can know what the fuck you trying to get change on.
Do y'all remember Sex in the City when...
Here we go. Quoting Sex in the City, bitch. She do it every other episode.
I swear at the point.
And I'm mad because they about to put this shit on Netflix. You about to rewatch it and bring it all
Miranda
back.
Miranda was having a hard time dirty talking with this nigga. And finally, she was able to get into it. He's like, tell me what I like. She's like, oh, yeah, you love it when I'm doing this, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, what else do I like? You love it when I put your cock in my mouth? Yeah. And you love it when I put my finger in your ass. And he was like,
oh, they don't like, I'm ready they don't like, they don't like admitting that. Oh, when I talk dirty, even a text message, I'll be like, ooh, let me suck your dick. Ooh, let me spit on them balls. Ooh, let me. And they'll be like, yes, yes, yes. Then when I say, ooh, and you gonna let me put my tongue deep in that ass, LOL. Like, I don't get much of a response because it's like they don't want to respond or admit that they want it.
Okay. If we're just going to be honest, black men are sheltered.
Oh, very much. Very
much. I don't give a fuck which podcast you listen to, who's talking about it. If you got five bitches on one mic like the goddamn Temptations and then three dudes sharing their own mic. But, okay. Somebody in this room tell me that I'm fucking lying. Thank you. it ends up being this thing of like, black men are sheltered.
Yeah.
They just are. They've never been given the amount of money to not give a fuck about what anybody else thinks about them. They've never been, and when they do get that kind of money, they have to be extra sheltered to be able to keep said money.
Yeah.
90% of my clientele is Caucasian. I said what I said. It is a hill I will die on. But my black boys, y'all sexy sons of bitches, show the fuck up. Oh my God, the things you let me get away with. And I don't do that little half-assy ass shit like, oh my God, are you gonna, don't send me back an LOL, bitch. I promise you, I'll stick my whole fist in there. Like, I have one boy that is like a absolute gym rat. You know who I'm talking about, because I'm gonna make you watch this podcast. He is fine as fuck. I'm talking about no body fat. Thighs like, whoa, ass like bounce a quarter off of it, front the same fucking way. His titties almost as big as mine. Ooh. From all the... And I'm like, and you know what his favorite thing is?
What?
Spit in my fucking mouth, smack me, tell me I'm a filthy fucking whore, and hold me down.
Mm. I know he wants to be held down?
He wants to be assaulted.
Okay.
He brought me a toy. Well, we're going to call it an implement because I know y'all are thinking toys like, but he brought me an implement, which is basically a 18-wheeler truck tread folded in half, glued and semi-permanent to a fucking paddle handle. He's an extreme masochist. How many black men you know going to admit to being like, I like being whooped like a slave?
Let me ask this nigga if I could do something like
this. And it's on the weekend. Because that's what he wants. And he's super quiet.
He's it beat him quiet ones.
Oh, and not just that. He's African.
Interesting.
Ooh, first generation here.
Hello. What do you think? Interesting. I just asked this Nigerian man on my phone.
As for our hors d'oeuvre, we like to ask our guests to give us a sex tip.
Let me ask.
I would love one about about Dominique?
So dead ass. So I told Mandy on our Patreon episode a few weeks back how we've recently been doing some Dom subplay. For the most part, like, I feel like it's super basic. It's spanking. It's the, oh my God, you're coming in my house. I feel like that's kind of vanilla, right? Mm. However, we were in the club the other night and there were tiles on the floor. Mm-hmm. And he told me I had to stay in the box, in the tile.
Oh, nah.
And I loved it, right?
You stay in that spot, goddammit.
He was like, don't fucking move. If I see you go over the line, I'm slapping you. So my employees were there. And they were starting to leave. And I was like, I need to get out because I got to go say goodbye. He's like, you need to figure out how to hug them.
You better get the motherfuckers to come to you.
So this shit has been mad fun. We're thinking about trying it at the AVN Awards tomorrow. And he's like, I feel like it's a perfect place because if you really want to ask me permission to speak, no one's going to think it's crazy because we're in this crazy town. However, I want to do my version of dominating. Have I already given too much as a submissive at this point in the
relationship? Hell
no.
She's like, no.
No.
Oh, you can switch.
Why. Guess what? There is an in-between. Sometimes I feel like a nut, sometimes I don't. You can switch. If he's not cool with you switching, then like either you learn to be cool with baby, gets her corner and her box. And that's what it is. I'm going to tell you the truth. The rest of the show floor was like super amazed at the fact that I had a white woman on a fucking leash and collar dressed up like a cat in like a Japanese schoolgirl outfit, like on hands and knees with no knee pads. Her knees are fucked up.
Because it is a carpeted event.
It's a carpeted event.
Yeah.
So, ooh-wee. And her favorite thing right now is, oh my God, look at my knees. And I'm like, yeah, the bitches look good too, baby. You need to come hang out with us at the lair. Because the rest of the fucking floor is all like, oh my God, look at me. My titties are almost out unless somebody's coming by like security or some shit, but I got my nipple stops on. Fuck that. We're having our party tonight. We about to do some horrible things to some good people. Or at least I know I'm going to. I brought that big. That was made for a reason. That's a one-handed handle.
Let me.
It is heavy.
It is a 2x6, and that's solid.
It is heavy.
I thought that shit said, period. It said perfect 10.
Because all money ain't good money. That's why it's a domino on the end of a baby.
So you do believe, or it's fine. A submissive can't be too submissive to want the switch, the role switched.
If the submissive just wants to be submissive all the time, that's fine. But if you went into the relationship and you're like, I want to play sometimes, and then you get to be the top, and then sometimes I'll be the top, and then sometimes you'll be the bottom, and sometimes I'll be the bottom. That is a switch relationship. Hmm. We like going back and forth. If his favorite part is when he gets the top, if your favorite part is when you get the top, then maybe y'all need to get a third person who likes to be a sub all the goddamn time, and you can make that baby stand in the square, and y'all can do it together.
Now, in my situation, right, where I've been constantly the sub during this relationship, what are some slight or light ways that I could maybe, you know, dig into this?
Look how she's like snapping to the other.
Because he said to me, could I dominate you? And he said, if I feel like you're capable, yeah.
Then guess what, bitch? You need to get fucking capable.
Okay.
What means that you need to cut that, oh, baby girl, I'm talking so. Look at how you're sitting right now. You have a yard and almost 33 pounds of wood just sitting on your lap. And you're sitting like this.
I want to speak right now.
I didn't touch it. But like, if it was me.
Can I see? Yeah, I want to see how a dom's supposed to hold this.
Yeah, how would you hold it?
What we doing?
Okay. Oh,
you gonna get on this floor? Or I'm gonna have to put you on it, bro.
I'll get on it.
No, see, you're trying to be a dog, bro. You want to be a sub so bad. That's the thing.
Maybe you just don't have that dog.
Bitch, I got it. Hold on.
Bitch, she literally
make here. Fear out of nowhere. No, that's the thing. It's
you see how she's
the two of y'all are business women. Y'all done locked this shit the fuck down because you knew. Oh, I'm sorry. Because you knew this is what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
When it comes around time for you to be the aggressive one, you're like, you're caught in headlights.
What are some ways I can start? Tell me some little thing.
Or not even hard. For the public, how would a woman who's mostly a sub or a partner, let's not genderize this.
Yes.
How would anyone who's normally the submissive start inching their way towards being a dom?
Brat?
Really?
Brat it the fuck up. Brat is what I like to think of as the switch code for switches. Like, I'm done being baby now. You go get it.
Oh.
Did you just tell me to go get something? Yeah, because I don't feel like doing it. Oh, this is that who gonna peel the orange thing, isn't it? It's a little bit of pushback. It's baby steps. And eventually the bratting's gonna turn into, if it's done correctly, if the person feels like indulging you, it's gonna be like, okay, I'll go get you the goddamn orange. Now you got him. Now your ass is stuck. Now it's gonna be, I need a little bit more than this orange peeled motherfucker. Now I need you to go. I need my coat.
Just
my
re-listen
shoes.
To the episode.
Remind me to brat. I know, I'm trying to do it tonight.
Remind me to be a brat.
Brat. Okay. Not the diet when you got food poisoning. You know what they say, bread, rice, and toast or something? Okay. So when
and then after
oh my
the,
God, my corset!
after the brat phase, what would be the next thing?
After the brat phase, it's going to be the like, you ever had a man ask you what you want to eat? And intentionally you said, it's whatever you want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly what the fuck I want to eat.
Mm.
Let me tell you exactly what I want.
Sushi.
Like, I'm staring you down right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you exactly what I want to eat. Either you're going to get it or you're not.
And if you don't.
And if you don't, we going to have some situations and maybe some moving furniture that we both enjoy. And if I don't get cracked to the motherfucking white meat, we can just crack.
What are some ways, and this is like actually a real serious question. I feel like people like us, and obviously like I'm more vanilla in this instance than you are, but we all have access to maybe feeling comfortable going into a toy store or friends that we have to speak to. For someone who's possibly just in the middle of America who can't walk into their local place, what are some scenes they could play out in everyday life where they could dominate? Whether it be a dinner, a car ride, a date night.
Everybody stop by Temu and get a vibrating butt plug that comes with a Bluetooth connection either through your cell phone and an app or actual remote control.
Or I'm going to suggest Let's Amazon. To Hold on. I'm going to suggest
Amazon.
Only because Temu is stealing people information out here.
Yeah. I know.
I ain't using it.
But like for the fucking Atachi I got, it was $16. That motherfucker beats.
You said that thing worked.
Okay. That some bitch slaps. I was like, this is
going to
be
you might
biggest.
Have my social, bitch. Yeah. I can't.
I wasn't even trying that hard. I was like, woo, this girl got some kick. And then you get like to that third position of like, zzz, 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 and you're like, okay, this is nice. And then get to that four. And it's like, pole position. I am holding you like a boat or against my fucking pussy.
She's like, it's worth the risk.
It's worth the risk.
I
give you a little bit
do.
Of information. I am literally on the internet everywhere. I've already had stalkers. I'm 40 fucking five. I don't care anymore. Now I'm going for fucking experiences only. Everybody
I know,
else.
That's right.
My husband's at home. Our bills are paid. We have medical insurance. If I die, set me on fire. I ain't gonna know. I am going for experiences, ladies. I'm going for this makes me happy.
I love that.
This lets me be me. If you ain't on the boat, get the fuck off the boat so we can make room for people on the boat who want to fucking do what I said fucking do.
Okay. And so
I was going to say, were you going to answer her question on any of the dates for anyone?
Oh, yeah.
For the dates, like, seriously, you just have to bump it up a little bit more. It's still bratting.
Right.
But it's bratting until eventually you brat your way to the top.
Mm, literally.
You're not hyper aggressive. You just give the tone. Like, okay, we're going to have a conversation. I want you to be subby you.
Oh my God, okay.
And I'm going to be daddy. I should have brought my I Can Be Your Father figure t-shirt. It literally says, I could be your father figure. I have an Archer t-shirt that says, funny. Just the tip. That's my favorite.
Oh, I always want more. She only wants just the tip on her ass, but I want more than the tip.
I said I had the
oh,
tip.
Oh, I have to introduce. I wish you were coming to the layer party tonight because I would introduce you to my boy, Slut Jay.
What's it called?
The layer.
Why you put our bitch? Let me come.
What? So you can go stand in a square?
Oops.
No.
Oops. So you can be a little sub.
No, let me tell you.
Oh, I'm down to go.
You got with us?
I'm down to go.
Ooh, I want
to
go.
How ready for y'all to get in?
Oh, bitch,
it's on the backside. Yeah, I'll give y'all the QR. Yes.
Okay, so what's it like? Tell me. I need to learn something.
You're not letting her finish these dates for the people.
My ADD is kicking in.
I know, but we are trying to get some tips for the audience, Weezy.
For the audience. Remember, if you think, just like any other job, if you're at the bottom, eventually you want to be at the top. Nobody wants to work in the mailroom for fucking ever.
Mm-hmm.
Brat your way to success.
Mm.
Like, no, daddy, I really don't feel like doing it right now. I'm sorry. My leg is tired. Outside of the square. Oh, you want to get a smack? I don't know. You want to give me one? As soon as you match that energy, that's when they start feeling that like, oh, you want a little challenge wolf today.
Mm.
I got you some challenge wolf. And if you challenge wolf enough back, you never know. You might end up checking his fucking oil with a stinky pinky. Because sometimes that's what the fuck it takes. A lot, especially with, I'm sorry, I love y'all brothers. I do. Y'all some fine motherfuckers. But God damn, y'all hard-headed. You don't want to try nothing new unless it's someplace to eat or someplace to go clubbing. Try something different sexually. You ain't got to do it for fucking ever. Just try something different.
I don't think it's bad to say that, though.
Don't because, be stuck. Well, no, I don't think it's
because
bad to
we've
say
already
that
dug into like our own traumas on why we're like this, right? It's also why I think we've talked about, you know, black women. Like one of my friends said to me, like, nobody sucks my dick like black girls, but everybody be thinking white girls got the best head, right? And it's because
you see it the most.
Well, not only we're too fast, we're not supposed to be out here like this. Da, da, da. It's that whole fucking shit.
Darling, I will suck your dick at the speed and equivalency of a Hoover vacuum. You gonna come at the end of this. The end. Period.
I know, that's right.
And if you don't, we need to start this motherfucker back up. Kick tires and light the fires. Let's go.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Now, I wanted to ask you if in this position in the bedroom, bringing yourself maybe all the way back to when you first started having sex, did you feel the need to be a dom specifically? Because I don't know if y'all can see, if you're not watching on YouTube, you came in and you're about 6'5 in these heels. You said you're 6'3 without them. You have a dominant personality. Did you feel like that was something that was almost had to be you in the bedroom?
You know what? Just in case y'all haven't heard my backstory, let me give you a quick
please. Feel.
I started this when I was 20 back in Chicago. I went to a place, this is the kind of show I can tell the whole story. I went to do a party for the company that I was working for. She was a dominatrix. She wanted all the bells and whistles. We got everything for her. I kept coming back to that club because every third Thursday they would have like BDSM night before the regular people come in and spend like $50 million on drinks. Mm-hmm. They would indulge the people. And I went into one of the smaller rooms, kind of like this, maybe a little bit bigger. And it had a strip pole, a little tiny stage, had a couple of couches. And it was meant for like dudes to have private shows, like, oh, maybe get up there and do a little pole work. And these two black men come in with this white woman basically on a leash wrapped by her wrist. And she's butt fucking naked. They hang her from one of the suspension loops that I now know is a suspension loop at a hard point in the ceiling. And I'm talking about legs up, Rocky fucker. One from the front, one from the back, DP. I am coming from Mississippi. I had just turned 20. I just left Job Corps, for Christ's fucking sakes. I am hot now. Because the first thing my mama said when I left was like, girl, don't get your ass to Chicago and do something stupid where me and your daddy have to come back and get you. And I was like, no, mama, I won't. What the fuck I do? And even after I thought I saw a sexual assault, because I'm from Mississippi and black folks don't get involved in white people shit, I didn't say shit. And I fucking still kept coming back to that fucking club. Because somewhere deep inside of my dumbass head, I was like, oh my God, that was horrible. It's kind of hot. And then eventually the guy who would end up becoming my master, because I used to be a contracted sub in his household.
Wow.
What's a contracted sub?
He gave me money to live in his badass motherfucking house and learn to take an ass whooping because I'm good with physical fucking pain because I will mentally blake the fuck out.
Wow.
I've been tied up and used as furniture before. I've been used as a chair in a poker game. I've been tied up with three other girls to make their own version of like a multi-dimensional fucking vase and or lamp. They would put actual lamp fixtures and the cords in between our backs.
Now, you don't do that anymore, but is it because did you not get stimulation from being a sub the same way you do as a dom?
Hell no. No,
okay.
Not at all.
Okay.
I am not a submissive person by nature.
Okay.
But for money, I was.
Okay.
I'm 20 years old living in Chicago, bitch. Yes, I will take this $350 a week and go pick up your motherfucking personalized fucking underwear from over at $350. I think the underground mall over there was at $350 Orleans or, yeah, I think it was. I go pick up this man's underwear. He was like a little tiny white Truman Capote. His mama left him an ass load of money after World War II. Him and his twin brother. And then the brother passed away and he had all the money.
Even more money.
He was staying out in Cicero, y'all. You ever been to Cicero?
I don't know. What
oh, wait.
Saying.
I do know where that's at.
That's where all the fancy rich white people stay at.
That's where I did
houses.
My training when I got hired. It's like about an hour outside of Chicago.
It's like an hour outside of Chicago. And it's like where all the... That's where all the white people ran
Cicero
to.
Cicero sounds
Chicago.
Gay to me.
Yeah. I did want... So then would you say you learned what you enjoyed in the bedroom by seeing what you didn't enjoy, that you didn't enjoy.
I told John, I want to do what you do.
Mm. Oh.
I one day got up from getting flogged like a motherfucker, and I was like, it's cool and everything, but I want to do what you're doing. And he was like, well, darling, you can't learn to do what I'm doing until you've walked a mile in the other person's shoes. So get your ass back up on that fucking horse and let's finish what we started. And at the end of that, we had a conversation. He put me in his MIT program, which was the Mistress and Training Program. And I kept it a buck with him. I'm brown and I don't think anybody's going to be into this. And he was like, you'd be surprised what people are into.
So basically it came from you being a sub, much like I just asked you right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's why I was saying, it's not that you have no hope. It's just that...
I mean,
but we are going to be honest, just talking to you, watching former episodes, you subby.
You know,
yes, you are. You are very dominant.
I can't do it with men.
You're dominant with women. You want to be in control because you like being the top. But when you're with dudes, you get the softer side of Sears with
that's
your
like
ass.
My and true bisexuality, too. And that's
and
the
there's
thing
nothing
so
wrong
hard.
With that. That's where you're a switch. You sub to men. You dominate women. Why is that so hard to understand?
And I'm the opposite. I can't dom a woman. I told you. I haven't strapped a woman ever.
Oh.
I haven't strapped by a woman. I've only strapped men. And then when it comes to being with a woman, I like pleasing them, but I don't want to feel like I'm convincing them to be with me. So I kind of wait to see if it's a vibe and then it's on
but
and popping.
Consensual.
But yeah, I guess it's just consensual.
No,
but
you know what you're making me think? That like, might be a good thing for me to start with. Okay. So, you know, we landed in Vegas and we're all excited. And
I'm mad. I came here thinking I was going to fuck a porn star. Nigga woke up in white pink. I'm like, fuck.
Well, maybe he'll fuck me ass. So basically,
no, that wasn't the type
he
of
was like, yo, this shit making me like, I'm in the mood. I'm like, yo, we should pay for some pussy. Like, duh, like, sure, we could have a decision, but I want to pay for some pussy. Let's pick a bitch out that we like.
City of fucking escorts, bitch. Why not?
Right.
You know, hello.
And he likes to. So we're talking about it. And now I'm thinking, what if I did like a force fuck situation? Like I was the dom that made him watch me fuck her. Then I'm like forcing him to fuck me. He has to get his face sit on. Maybe like he can't come. I feel like that might be a good entryway for me because I'm actually able to be a dom with women. So I'll probably feel...
But see, if he has any common sense, he'll realize it just as quick as I did because he's been fucking you for a second now. I just met you today. And I figured that out.
Well, figured out what?
That you are dominant with women and submissive to men.
Oh, I'm saying a starter kit
That's
for me.
That's what I'm
me.
Saying. A starter kit for you, yes. But if he has any fucking common sense and he can read you the same way I did,
you're not
going to know that
you're not going to dom
him. This is
him.
For girls only.
Yeah.
And if I let her do it to me, she's going to be half-assed with it.
What if I make him like watch on the couch and I tie him up? That's a good start.
You want this
she
so
trying.
Bad.
She
do. I do.
She
you know
trying.
What
she like, I want this so bad.
She trying.
My brain, the way it works, like, And I know people hate that I talk like this sometimes because it seems arrogant, but like, I get whatever I want. So when there's things that are hard for me to attain, I have to figure out how I'm going to do it. And right now,
Challenge Wolf
is dominating this African nigga.
Oh my God. Well, we haven't gotten to home mail in a lot of episodes. And this one, I want to make sure we get to, because I think you can help us just a little bit, because it's BDSM in it. So if you can help me, by the way, if y'all haven't yet, make sure you send us your home mail. That's horribledecisions@gmail.com.
Send it.
Hi, Mandy and Weezy. I just want to hear your thoughts on this. Should I be concerned and stop fucking my ex? Through a DM conversation, I actually learned that my ex is into BDSM. It started with him commenting on pics of gingerbread cookies I made. He told me he was making some cookies too, and then sent me a meme of a gingerbread man in BDSM gear. Now, I've seen that one, by the way. The caption said, "Why I'm not allowed to make cookies for the church bake sale?"
No more.
I laughed and then said, "Well, that's someone's favorite flavor." He then asked me if I could be, if it could be my new favorite. At first, I just took it as a joke, but what if he was serious? So I asked him if he was into BDSM, and he said he dabbled in it. I think dabble was a wrong word to say, because he later said he had constraints and blindfolds. I was shocked because when we were together about 2 years ago, and we were together for a year and a half, I didn't see any sign of this, and he didn't tell me that he was into BDSM. I encouraged us to have a conversation about sex because I lost my virginity to him. I was 29. And I wanted to have a great sex life and learn more. He asked me if he should bring the restraints and handcuffs over, and I said yes. I was always curious about BDSM, but I was afraid to try it. The first time we tried it, it was fun. I came so hard and had the best orgasms from fucking him, from him fucking me in the restraints, fingering me, and spanking me while I was handcuffed. When he finished, I asked him how long he was into BDSM, and he actually said a long time. It's the type of porn he watches, and he incorporates it into the bedroom depending on the partner. I asked him why he didn't tell me when we were together. Was it because he was my first sexual partner? Was it because he didn't believe I could handle it? And honestly, I don't know if I would accept the answer. I don't want to believe that I'm that boring, but if that was his answer, I would like it to be fair. He told me that's not it and doesn't know why he didn't tell me. I could tell this wasn't going to get anywhere, and I was starting to feel frustrated and wondered if I should fight. But I realize he's not my man anymore. However we fuck. It's not my problem. So all I said was that he should have told me and that it's weird he didn't tell me. If he would have told me, we could have been doing some wilder shit by now. He agreed, but he didn't apologize. We are still hooking up, and this conversation was around the beginning of December. I'm enjoying the sex we're having, but I sometimes wonder if I should continue. He's not telling me things. His not telling me things or me having to pry information out of him is a big reason why we broke up to begin with. What do you think I should do? Sincerely, Angelina. And I do want to start off with this, maybe even leaning to, why do you feel like some people don't share with their partners that they're into these things in the bedroom? Bless you.
Bless you. Let me post this in a different sense so that people can understand that, like, kind of let, like, sin is sin. You can't be picking which one is the worst of the two.
Ah,
you ever go with somebody and they didn't tell you they didn't pay their light bill until their lights got cut off while you was in their house?
Okay.
I was ashamed, and I didn't think you would want to come over to the fucking house if you knew the lights might get cut off.
Uh-huh.
If he's brown, he didn't want to tell you, because 9 times out of 10, you might have thought, oh, you're fucking around with a bunch of white girls and this some white girl shit. You done picked this up from white folks.
Oh.
He might not have told you because he genuinely liked you and wanted you to stay. And, like, sometimes we all have our own fucking secrets.
Mm. Yeah.
Have you not kept a secret big or small for somebody because you thought judgmentally they would judge you like a fucking Persian Angora cat? Because they will. It's in our nature. It's what we do as human beings. Yeah. And it's kind of like when people say, don't overshare on a first date. But you should share that you do have kids, but you shouldn't share that you got, like, a whole house full of them, like, motherfucking garbage pail kids. So, like,
right.
So someone tells you that they have kids, but they don't tell you how many.
Mm.
Are they still lying to you, or did they just not give you the whole story? If he didn't give her the whole story, like,
which
these need to be
like
two separate things.
Mm.
If it was him not telling you about him being in the BDSM, then, yeah, that's kind of fucked up, because that's a major relationship thing that's eventually going to find its way into your bedroom. But other than that, like, if he had told you, what was you gonna do?
I do think her energy invited maybe him not telling the truth. And
that's all I have to say. The way
she was a virgin.
Yeah, I mean, you're a virgin at 29, bitch. What the fuck did you think he was gonna say? Ooh, can I tie you up today, ma'am? I know this is your first time, but we were thinking, you know.
And here's the thing, too. if you are less sexually experienced than somebody, right? And they're maybe not unleashing all their kinks on you, don't always take that as like, oh my God, maybe he's not that into me, or maybe what. This is them taking their pace with you. Mm-hmm. I have done this so many times in my life. I actually just had a conversation that I want to bring up. Homeboy of mine said that he's been so turned off by this girl he's dating. He can't believe this happened. They were talking about early stages of masturbating. And he said, oh, I told her, like, me and my homeboys, when we were kids, we would go watch the DVD or find the magazine. He's in his 40s, so it was magazines, I think. Mm-hmm. And he was like, and we would, like, jerk off in the same room. And he said, and she was disgusted for the whole week. She's been asking me if I'm gay. And he was like, nigga, like, we're kids. Like, we're learning our bodies. That small thing. He said she literally put her hands up and was like, stop talking. I think that when you don't welcome somebody's excitement,
it's an automatic turnoff for the other fucking person.
It is. I've said this to quite a bit of my friends. Like, there's always a conversation about, dang, Mandy, how you find all these black men that are so freaky? And I was like, they're probably no different than the men y'all are talking mm-hmm. to. You just, first off, you done told him that you don't like the gel polish on his nails because it's feminine. You told him you don't like how he holds his fork because it ain't masculine enough. No. I don't like gel polish, but I'm also very different. And I'm going to tell you very closely if we're ready to have sex, that I probably want to get in your ass. Or I'm going to tell you the things that I do. Like, they are very anti everything that may lean towards calling someone gay. I like a masculine man. That doesn't mean I don't want you bent over taking my strap. So there's two different things. You got to be careful with words. So if you're automatically into calling things out about how they walk, or if they're telling you things that they've done and your response to it is like, she let you do that? Oh, that's what you into? Like, they could read it from body language, from how you respond. It's all those things.
If I have to see one more TikTok video of everything a brother could do and it's gay.
Oh, everything is gay.
Everything is gay.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I get it. The fingernail polish, it's a stretch, but like,
to me, that's not gay.
Remember when everybody was wilding out on Tupac because he had a nose ring? That's gay ass shit.
I've been watching.
I was seven back then. I'm sorry. I wasn't around for them conversations.
I've been watching Soul Train, and everybody's fits were gay as fuck. Like crop tops and flared pants or tight pants and bright colors. And like, even the way niggas was dancing and moving and shaking, it's like,
I want to know
how much are we supposed to be up?
That's why I like them Kappas, baby.
Dudes,
when they be doing that look, I like the little shimmy, baby.
It's like when I saw the woman who was like, I don't like a guy with loose hips. It makes you feel like they're doing
something. Wait, what are loose hips?
Because he was doing the fucking Tyler song and he was like doing the whole waist roll. And I'm like, damn, bro, I get it. In the first fucking comment, ooh, niggas with loose hips.
But see, and I'm like, so even something like that, if she's on a date and she just says that, now this man is going to feel like he can't dance around her.
There's my 15 things I can't have a conversation with you about.
Literally. So,
and you turn someone off like that. Why would they share more of their experience and what makes them if you've already basically said in passing random conversation that shit's gay?
Can you tell us, just as wrapping, something maybe with your husband and you where, I don't know, he felt or maybe shared with you that you were such a safe space and where you think you're sex work has come into play for that and the health of your relationship?
I have, like I said, for these past 2 years, been hyper, hyper aggressively sexual. But, like, I've always been sexually aggressive.
Mm.
And, like, things that I found out, you got to ask my husband questions for you. Try to go in for that dick because that shit will...
Because
I don't know what happened to him before I got him. But apparently that's not his thing. So I have to, like, pick my spots, pick your battles. Like, hey, baby, you looking good? Getting out that shower? That's how I get him.
But there's things that you've learned about.
But there's things I've learned about him. Like, I can't be like, give me that goddamn dick. Because he will be like, that is a turnoff. I'm done. Going back to the PS5. Thanks for the purchase. Bye.
Oh, what's his sign?
He's a Cancer just like me.
Interesting.
This is the weirdest thing.
We're not going stars and moons at the end of this episode.
No, we're not doing the stars in the sky. But like, also, my husband is younger than me. This is the weird stuff.
How many years?
7.
Okay.
But also, his mother is 7 years older than me.
Oh.
His dad is 8.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I ain't gonna hold you. My ex was closer to my mom's age than my age. We were 17 years apart. He was 3 years apart from my mom.
But it's always weird when it's the other way around. Everybody's used to it being like an older
man,
a younger woman.
You're right.
But when you do it like older woman, younger man, ooh, you just trying to got him right off the titty, didn't you?
Right.
Bro, still got milk behind his neck and his ears and under his nose and everything. No.
7 years ain't that crazy.
7 years isn't that
seven
crazy.
Years doesn't seem that crazy.
Unless until you were 16 years ago. Okay.
Yeah, until we go back to, oh yeah, I was getting out of high school when you were being made. Yeah, that's when the conversation get kind of weird, but we found a way around it. Like, haha, that's funny. And he makes me feel
so. Because y'all met as adults.
And I'm like, yeah.
Y'all met as adults.
We met as adults. I thought he was my age. He thought I was his age. I looked younger. I don't know.
Because black don't crack. Duh. Yeah.
Drea, 39, Jalen Green, 21.
And it looks like she's pregnant, allegedly. That's what the blogs are saying.
How do you feel being that your husband is 7 years younger, which I, again, don't think that's a lot, but yeah, how do you feel about the older, younger dynamic in women and men?
I'm here for it. Like, if I had to have one more auntie, like, they going out on the prowl, we're going to see, like, oh, what was it? They used to go to the cabaret shows back in the day. I don't know y'all.
Oh, me and my friends, I took my friends to Magic Mike out here.
Okay.
So I can't wait to see Thunder Down Under.
Thunder Down Under came to Oklahoma and I took some of my coworkers with me and they were like, oh, here's some grandma standing on top of tables with their SSI checks. Like, well, come here, Junior.
It's fun.
It's fun.
It was fun. It was fun.
And it was a fun experience. When you have that, what apparently a lot of people see as a power dynamic shift with older and younger. For me, it was the shift of like, I'm have to redact myself a lot for him because things that I know, he might not know, but he's cool with it. He doesn't ever wild out like, you know, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. He's like, oh, who's that, honey? And then I just fill in the blanks for him. He talks about somebody who raps mumbly and I have to like.
Honestly, I think that's probably one of my favorite things I've heard someone say, because the thing that annoys me a lot is, and I don't really do it, but sometimes I watch it like, someone just doesn't know what you're talking about and they shun away from it or just like are annoyed by it or make you feel super old. Because now I'm getting to that age, which I'm sure you're laughing at me saying that because I'm almost 33. But
I remember 33. There was a guy who used to buy my age equivalent in shoes back then.
I feel like sometimes now I'm that person that's saying something old and I'm like, damn, it's just so annoying. Just shut the fuck up and listen. Just like I'm going to do to you, you know? And I think that in relationships, especially with the age dynamic, we don't want to hear about nothing from then or nothing from your past. Like, that's just exploring each other's history.
Like, if you're not willing to deal with somebody else's past, what the fuck you think you're about to build with a future? Mm.
Hello?
Like, serious business. Like, my husband is the plainest Negro on the block. No kids, no arrests, no warrants, never seen the inside of a jail cell.
What's wrong with him?
That's the same thing I said. And guess what? I picked him up and he picked me up through a goddamn window at McDonald's. He was the fry guy. He sure the fuck was. And I was having a depressive moment while I was in cosmetology school because I thought this wasn't going to work the fuck out and pay all the bills.
You met him in a drive-through window?
I met him when I was homeless. The dude that I was with and we were living together with his mother, this woman decided to tell him, oh, yeah, I'm not really your mom. I'm your grandma. And the lady that we've been telling you is your sister is actually your mother. And then he met the dope dude down the street named Philemon, named after the king in the fucking Bible, by the way. And
that was
started sucking dick for cocaine.
You know what?
Sucking dick for coke was the clue.
And I'm like, he's having a whole moment. I can't deal with this. I left. His sister was a fucking stripper. My tires got slashed. Nobody's being adult in any of these situations. We found out we had been playing dominoes with a dude off the first fucking 48 who had like killed two people and set them on fire in their car. And I was like, this is enough.
And you found your king flipping fries at motherfucking McDonald's.
He put his number on the back of my fucking receipt because I was having a depressed moment about everything that had happened to me. And now I have made myself homeless.
Let me save you, queen.
Again. And I am going to deal with this homelessness and I will be all right. And he was like, I put an extra burger in the bag for you because you're cute. And at the time, I had a pair of official cop, because I was fucking an official cop, Fury handcuffs that were hanging from my rearview mirror. And he was like, what's up with the cuffs? I was like, if I told you, I have to put them on you. And I like bawled out the damn parking lot. I never looked at the receipt, so I never got his number. And the next time I came through and he had been bumped up from fries to the front window, he was like, you never called me. And I was like, I didn't know I was fucking supposed to. And he was like, I put my number on your receipt. I was like, dude, I ate three fucking triple cheeseburgers. I was not looking at my fucking receipt. I'm sad. The fuck? And he was like, well, I'd really like to take you out.
Wow.
And I was like, you know what? I done been through dope boys. I done been through dudes with money. I've been through so much. But I never just had me a regular ass dude. Like a regular dude working a regular job, asking me out on a regular date that probably won't end up in fucking. And I was like, fuck it. I'll do anything once. I'm adventurous like that. And here I am 16 years later, still married to the same dude.
Wow.
And I asked him to marry me. I wasn't waiting on him to be like, let me get my courage up.
How did you ask that? Did you get on one knee? Like,
no.
Let me see this guest over here so we can do a part two of this.
Hold on. Look, she about to see if the guest.
And guess what?
you was Chrissy and Jim Jones, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I used to know how this. Like, well, no, he clearly said yes.
I know you're looking at the clock, bitch, and you know it's the. And then you said sucking dick for cocaine, homeless.
And then trying to squeeze everything. Like,
hold on, literally, she said, "I know my time is up. Let me tell y'all everything." And I proposed to that nigga. What?
Because now, just to let y'all know, now that we have just a little teeny weeny bit more time, I had been engaged 5 times before him, and I always run away bride on that shit. Let's see, I was engaged.
How old were you at that time that you had been engaged 5 times?
I met him when I was 29.
Okay.
So and by 29, I had been engaged 5 times to 5 individual men, all of them looking like us. The last one looking more like you because he was high yellow as fuck.
All right, calm down. High yellow. Nigga, I just came back from Mexico. This is a tan.
Baby.
Okay, don't do that. It's the lighting. It's the lighting. Don't do this.
And then it went straight to you like, are you the same color?
I want to get cozy, bitch. I'm about to listen to this. Okay, so how long are you together?
We were together for just a little bit over a year.
That's kind of early, but okay.
No, not really. When you know what you want.
No, I'm saying for like in terms of people that are getting engaged.
Not
I
really.
I don't think people get
engaged. I've met people who have come to this raggedy ass fucking city, met each other at a hotel casino and got married that motherfucking night.
My mom married her ex-husband on the second day of them knowing each other. They were together 7 years. But I do think in terms of like today, I don't really hear about people getting engaged in a year. So in this year... What made you feel like you couldn't wait or wait for him? And also, was there some shame from people that you cared about you around it?
No, I didn't have any shame from my side. His side, though, this old ass bitch coming in, she gonna give you worms.
That's what people were telling
him? He in the South Putin. That's what his mama was telling him. She hated my motherfucking guts. He had been worms? Her extra free check. You never heard that before? You fuck old women, they'll give you worms or they'll bury your drawers.
No, the only thing I used to hear about worms, and my mama used to tell it to me to not drink the beer, because me and my sister used to sneak and like drink the Smirnoffs and the Mike's Hard Lemonade. So she used to start telling us, well, don't drink it. There's worms at the bottom of the beer.
No, chick, she was trying to keep you out of her motherfucking drinks.
That's what she used to tell us to stay away from the beer.
So how'd you propose and how did you know it was?
We were sitting on the couch. Now, at the time, I was doing nails, and I had set up the master bedroom because it had ensuite bathroom, and I turned it into my shop. We were sleeping in the guest bedroom. We were sitting on the couch. The dog's on the floor. She had just literally jumped across the couch and snatched a whole chicken breast that I just cooked for him that he had on the fork. He's like, damn, baby, that's a damn good-looking chicken breast. Dog comes over and runs out into the hallway. And I was like, well, here goes the opportune time. He was like, you just see this fucking dog take my whole piece of chicken? And I'm like, babe. But what about this $15.99 ring I got from the fucking Shouting Sack place at the corner store that's made of stainless steel? And I love you. Will you marry me? I didn't get down on no knee. I said, I like you. I love you. I would prefer not to share you with other people unless that's the agreement that we're coming to. But I want to be with you for the rest of my life because you're cool like that. And I appreciate you. And he's always been my biggest cheerleader. He's always been my grandstand fan. And it's always going to be that way. And I was like, I'm never going to get another one of these. This is the one that I'm, you know what? Fuck it. Before I fuck this up, will you marry me?
Wow.
I think we need to go to McDonald's.
She's like, I want my fry guy.
Mrs. Mia Dark, you were phenomenal. Please let everyone know where they can follow you, find you, support you, all the things.
You can support me with cash. I love cash. but you can find me on my social media. If it says just say red bitch pudding, any of that, that's how you find me on social media. Or you could just good old fashioned Google Mistress Mia Dark spelled with a Q-U-E at the end.
Period. All of that will be in the description of this episode. I am so glad that your publicist hopped in and said you, and I said, I like her.
Was that just your off the page? In the room?
Yes.
Like, okay. When that person was like, do you want your Red Bull? I was like, ooh, is that a sub? Yeah.
No, publicist. See, and I wasn't going to answer for you. You see, I looked at you. I ain't know. Okay.
I wasn't even trying to be disrespectful because you never know.
Oh, no. When it comes down to that, people are always like, oh, there's Jay, her Japanese housewife. Because he'll either be off to my side and back a couple steps, or he'll be directly behind me a couple steps, either carrying things that I can't carry for myself and stuff like that. But Jay also knows that I'm the same person that bit off every last one of these long ass fucking nails and changed out his headlights, too. So
I know that's right.
All right.
Mistress again, Mia, you have been phenomenal.
McDonald's and patreon.com/McDonald's.
Y'all, this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
Bye. It's bonus bitches.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back for another episode. If you're currently listening to this episode and you can't see us, just upgrade another $5.
No, it's another 10.
My bad, it's another 10. Get your
do
money
the math,
up.
Girl.
But for another $10, you get full video. You get our Not So Simple Life episodes where Mandy and I are out in the world doing things together. It's a lot of fun. You get our BTS. You get access to town halls for another $10. You get everything video. $5 is our audio only platform. So,
yep.
There you go.
By the way, too, if you want to join us on our Not So Simple Life rendezvous or be a part of our town hall, join those $15 or $25 tiers and really get in with the tea.
Really get into it.
Okay. Well, it's another ketchup and mustard. Just because y'all know and y'all will see, we've done a lot of recording. We did a lot of recording in January. Like, so much recording. I don't even know how the fuck I had a voice in January. Because
they were really cool episodes. You won't feel left out.
We recorded a lot and had some really dope guests. So
Nicole Kidd, I forgot about her.
Yeah, we did Vegas. We did so many here. Then we went to LA and filmed another 4. Like, we shot a lot of content. So here on Patreon, we like to keep y'all up to date, up to tea. And I shared on here already that I cut off 22-year-old, right?
I don't remember that.
Okay. So I'm going to be really quick with it.
Why do you have to be quick?
Girl, because I just realized, girl, dating with standards sucks. This is raggedy. So got back from, it might have been coming back from LA. I had one day here before I had to go to Florida. Yes. So I had one day here. So
okay.
He hits me up and I'm like, I'm going to be in town tomorrow. Looked up what I know he does. And I'm like, oh, he's going to be in town. Okay. So I hit him up, let him know I'm going to be in town. But I had to get my nails done. And then I would be free. I said, all I got to do is pack and do my nails, but I leave to Florida in the morning. And so we were like, dinner and dick. And he laughed. He was like, bet, dinner and dick. That is what it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be a double D night, right? So I get done with my nail. Mind you, we make these plans at 11 a.m.
Okay.
It was already planned.
What happened?
It was already planned. This is what we made plans. It's 11 a.m. So I go to get my nails done. I get my nails done in Brooklyn.
And it's a process for us to like and get it's a ready process. For it.
Yeah. So I don't have to get that much ready. I just had to get my nails done. Nigga,
okay, excuse me.
We don't have anal sex. It's great down there. So I get done with my nails at 5:36 p.m. And I'm in Brooklyn and he live in Brooklyn. So I'm like, okay, let me just hit him while I'm here. Because then either I could just slide to his house or we could just find somewhere to eat in Brooklyn. Girl. I hit this nigga and he's like, oh, my chef came and I didn't know, so I'm full as hell. Sends me a picture.
What time?
5:36. See, I'm glad you said, so this was my reaction. So he sends me his plate of it all demolished or whatever. And I'm just like, so fuck the plans. Fuck that I may have like been holding out to eat. Because we said we was going to do dinner.
This shit making me hungry.
Then fuck. What the fuck? So literally, I sit with it for a while. And I'm like, wow. So then I'm like, okay.
So what does
that
mean?
Well, if your chef is still there, or maybe, mind you, if we had plans for dinner, you could have easily just asked your chef to make it for 2.
Hold on, stop. Did you have a place that and set time?
No, we just said dinner and dick. Okay. I told him I would hit him when my nails were done. It was 5:30. We had plenty of time to find any restaurant to eat and fuck. So I'm like, wow, well, I'm in Brooklyn. Like, I don't know if she's still over there. I can come over there and Nikki, you could, you know, have her cook me a meal since that was the plan. And his response was, nah, I'm gonna just come to your house. So I immediately respond. Let me see if I can show you. Mind you.
I would have been so
And was. I pretty much hit him with have a good life. So I said, he said, my chef cooked. I'm full as hell. I said, shake my head. See how you do me? Ain't even get an invite. Raggedy. It's cool. I can come there to me. I said, mm-hmm. She said, and she was here when I got out of work. I said, He said, what you doing that for, LMAO? And I literally just had to end it there. I said, no worries. Enjoy your night. I think I need a little bit more than drop off dick. I'd like company and cuddles and just a little more than what I think you're offering. I don't want to get locked into this type of cycle right now. Good luck with work. And his response, not picking up any of the cues as to why I said this, was LMAO, all because I ate at the crib.
Hold up.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find, for the fun of it, kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.